From NPR News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Shear. The United Nations climate talks formally drew to a close on Saturday after President Obama brokered a last-minute deal. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Copenhagen.
The accord sets an upper limit for the amount of global warming the world can tolerate. It sets financial targets to help the developing world grow with clean energy and cope with climate change. And for the first time, it draws in the world's largest and fastest-growing emitters, China and India. Conference organizer Ivo de Boer said,
"An impressive accord, but not an accord that is legally binding."
It wasn't even formally adopted by the United Nations parties, though the vast majority of them have welcomed it as a step forward. The three-page letter is more a framework than a specific plan for action, since many of the details remain to be worked out. The UN is still hoping to negotiate a legally binding climate treaty toward the end of next year. Richard Harris, NPR News, Copenhagen.
Lawmakers working on climate change legislation will find both good and bad news in a poll conducted by the Associated Press and Stanford University. The survey suggests 3 out of 4 Americans view climate change as a serious problem, but just as many say they would oppose cap-and-trade legislation to limit heat-trapping pollution if it raises their electricity bill $25 a month. The Canadian government is set to slap diplomatic sanctions on Guinea over the West African country's brutal crackdown in September. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
Ottawa's tough line is expected to include a call to the United Nations to speed up an investigation into the September rape and killing of at least 150 opposition supporters. Those supporters were attacked at a political rally in the Guinean capital by uniformed troops. According to a senior government official in Ottawa, the Canadian government is waiting until Guinea is officially suspended from the Organization of French-Speaking Nations before it announces the sanctions. That diplomatic freeze will mean Guinean officials will be prevented from traveling to Canada, and it will include more tougher screening measures on Guineans who require visas to come to Canada. The Canadian action follows a report by Human Rights Watch that concluded that the attack on the opposition supporters likely amounted to crimes against humanity. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A decade after the end of the Balkan Wars, Serbia could become the newest member of the European Union. The Swedish foreign minister says Serbian President Boris Tadic will travel to Stockholm Tuesday to submit an official membership application. Serbia's path to EU membership has been stalled due to the country's failure to arrest former Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic, who the UN War Crimes Court has sought for genocide. 3 astronauts are gearing up for a rocket launch to the International Space Station. Astronauts from the U.S., Russia, and Japan will blast off Monday from Russia's space complex in southern Kazakhstan. From Washington, this is NPR News. An official from Taiwan's National Fire Agency says a powerful earthquake off Taiwan injured 14 people and caused minor damage in the Taipei area. 13 people became ill after inhaling chlorine gas that leaked from a hotel. Another was hurt by falling debris caused by the 6.4 magnitude quake. Drug cartel gunmen in Mexico have shot and killed 4 police officers and wounded 2 others in the border city of Juarez. James Blears reports.
In an unusually brazen attack, gunmen targeted the police officers while they were patrolling in squad cars. The attack follows another on Wednesday in which the severed heads of 6 members of a special anti-narcotics police unit were discovered on a bridge in the border state of Durango. They'd been kidnapped a day earlier. The renewed onslaught against police is happening after a successful operation on Thursday by Mexican naval commandos, which killed major drug cartel leader Arturo Beltran Leyva in the city of Cuernavaca, 40 miles from Mexico City. Mexico's new attorney general, Arturo Chavez, has declined to say how many people overall have been murdered by drug traffickers in the country this year. A number of experts say the death toll now exceeds 7,000. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
Meanwhile, the bodies of 8 men have been discovered in the back of 2 burned-out trucks on a rural road in central Mexico. Prosecutors say the victims appeared to have been killed elsewhere. The United States could see its prison population drop for the first time in nearly 4 decades. The inmate population has climbed as states imprisoned more people for longer periods of time, but the rate of growth is slowing as states look for cheaper ways to serve justice. Rebecca Shear, NPR News, Washington.